This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com is where you can find us on the internet, and I hope you will. And you can also get a hold of us at 844-551-8255. Taylor Swift took down her Twitter account. And you want to know why? First of all, let me ask my producers. I told you guys. I said Taylor Swift is standing on her laurels around this bodyguard, this bouncer supposedly putting his hand on her butt, knowing this man didn't do that. She got this man fired over a prank. She knows it. And my suspicion is, I don't know why she shut her Twitter account down. I don't know. But my suspicion is people revolted against her because they were like, you know what? You're ruining somebody's career strictly because you have the power to do it. That's when you know that you're a leftist, when you will do something like that. How many times I don't know if you've ever been in a position of power over people. I have been. And even in the position I'm in right now, and there are people that make me so mad, and I think to myself, I'm going to be honest with you. I think to myself, I could make one, maybe two phone calls and just make your life miserable, you little maggot, whoever's bothering me, right? But then I catch myself and I say, you know what? I'm not going to do that. It's not worth my time. Karma will catch them, and there's no sense in me being the person that, you know, that is the downfall for, you know, I don't want the ripple effect of what happens. What happens to their kids? Maybe they end up committing suicide. I'm never going to know. I'm going to drive along and not even look in the rearview mirror. So I see that as what leftists do. And that's not to say if you're truly wronged, you don't do something about it. Lord knows I'm that guy. I'm not going to be wronged. But what I saw in Taylor Swift, and I told you guys, I saw this in the picture. If the guy had had his hand on her buttocks, she would have freaked out and you would have seen it in the camera, in the picture. She took that picture with her friend and nobody else did her friend go, oh my gosh, it was horrible. He put his hand on her butt and she had to, no. Did anybody else? You don't take pictures and a guy have your hand on your butt. Celebrities do nothing in a vacuum. It wasn't just those three. And forget that her friend said nothing. This guy denied it because it was true. Now, was it in poor taste that he, you know, acted like, oh, I got my hand on her butt, woohoo, and photobombed her picture? Sure it was. But it's not something that people don't do. I wouldn't do it. I would be like, hey, if I photobombed him, I'd be like, hey. And I don't even like photobombing. I don't even like photobombing people's pictures. I photobombed Herman Cain and Alan West and a bunch of my black conservative friends. I photobombed their stuff just for fun. But I don't like photobombing where you're like in the picture, you know, with The Rock and you don't even know who he is. And then you're carrying the thing around in your wallet like he's your boyfriend. That's what you would do, wouldn't it? Come on, man. Admit it. I know y'all are heterosexual dudes, but The Rock, come on. Would you give it up to The Rock? Me either. I was just testing y'all. But so this guy's career is ruined. So Taylor Swift removes her Twitter page because she's catching pure hell. And rightfully so. I mean, I'm guessing that's why she did it. Maybe somebody can confirm it. Call the show. 844-551-8255 or send us a note at kjradio.com. Why use your power? You know what Taylor Swift is? She's a chick with a nice voice. She's a woman who can sing. That's it. It doesn't make her special. Yeah. If you need a mechanic, do you want a singer or do you want a really, you know, a butch-looking chick mechanic? She can even have that butchy haircut and the tattoo that says love dad or mom or whatever she chooses or, you know, my significant other. Hey, I don't care. I want my car fixed. I don't want somebody that sings to me about her breakups. I want a mechanic. So depending on the circumstances, Taylor Swift means nothing to me. If I'm in a mood and I want to cry over a breakup or something, then I'll play a Taylor Swift song. Why do we give these people so much power? I talked about this before. These are people with really pretty voices. It's like Brian, I'm Brian Williams, I'm here to deliver the news. So what, it's fake. So what that I don't know what I'm talking about and I make up stories as I go along. I have a voice that you can learn to trust. Really? We give ourselves so easily over and we wonder how in culture, folks, how is it in culture we do the same thing? You wonder how your kids are now down with Antifa or BLM, Black Lives Matter. How do they become a part of this counterculture? And because they're easily won. They're easily swayed. I'm going to make a contention that the 1950s kid growing up was a lot less easily swayed than the year 2000 plus kid. And I'll tell you why. The 1950 kid was a kid who probably had both his parents and was raised in, you know, sort of some sensibilities about themselves. Even in the inner cities, kids were different. I lived in the inner cities in the 60s, and we were different. You know, less likely to succumb to the nonsense of the day. Not that way anymore. We've got this very gullible culture that's willing to accept anything. They don't look at anything and think about, huh, that doesn't make any sense. You know, Donald Trump's a racist. Okay, that doesn't make any sense, but okay, Donald Trump's a racist. But they, you know, Hillary Clinton is an absolute abject racist. Barack Obama, Hillary, Bill Clinton eulogizing a member of the Klan, supporting a group, a Planned Parenthood, whose founder said black people were human weeds, and there's not even a whisper of racism on their part. And worse yet, you can see the outcomes. You look at what the Democrats have done to black people. It isn't like it's a secret. Okay, who here wants to live in a black neighborhood? How many hands? No hands? Oh, shoot. You know what? I'm on radio. And you know what I saw? No hands. But have we been in a room full of 1,000? No, make it 1,000,000 people. Nobody's daggum hand would have gone up. Not even Sheila Jackson Lee or Maxine Waters or Andre Carson want to live in a black neighborhood. I know where those fools live. They live amongst white people. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. I know. Trump calling out the media in his speech a couple days ago. And some funny stories of racism, reverse racism. What, this one's intriguing. It happened a couple days ago as well. And then lying about Trump. Oh, you know what? The Debbie Wasserman Schultz story's back with some interesting twists. Lots to talk about. Back in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Your logo is your brand, your reputation. It's your most valuable asset. So what's the best thing to do with it? Give it away. When the experts at 4imprint put your logo on the right promotional products, giving those items away can make a lasting impression, empower your brand, and attract new customers. In fact, we'll prove it by revealing the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Simply text the keyword ACT88 to 642642. We don't just print your logo. We're here to help you every step of the way. The 4imprint team can make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items, all delivered on time at great prices with free art assistance and outstanding customer service that's second to none. Want to turn your logo into profit? Give it away. Discover the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free by texting ACT88 to 642642. That's ACT88 to 642642.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code Free Trial and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code Free Trial. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's got to be one of the funniest stories I've heard in a while that this ESPN announcer, Robert Lee, was called off of a story. Or what was he going to do? He was going to be the announcer, like the play-by-play guy for the University of Virginia game. By the way, why do we still have southern states? Shouldn't we have gotten rid of the southern states and renamed them or something? Texas is an Indian word. Probably Arizona is too. Or at least maybe Spanish or something. Tejas is a Spanish word. But I think Texas may be Indian. What else we got down south? Mississippi? Alabama? Those may be Indian tribes. I'm not sure. But here's the thing. Just to be on the safe side, we should rename them. Maybe call them like Shaquan and Shaniqua. Where are you from? I'm from Shaniqua, Texas. You know, because that way, we're cool. We know by naming people after Shaniqua, we're never going to have to tear down that statue because it's never going to be built. Hey, I'm just keeping it real. If you name your kid Shaniqua, you have doomed them. And it isn't because Shanique was necessarily have to be bad. It said anybody that would think that's a good name, and I know it's all subjective because there's some strange names. It's like, you know, naming your child Chaz. Chaz Bono. What was it? Chastity. Chastity Bono's claim to fame is becoming Chaz, which is a name for Charles. That's her claim to fame. Think about the weird names. Who was it? Oh, girl. That girl that was a singer for a while. She married a billionaire, and he tried to make her into a singer. She had a funny name. People with funny names rarely make it. You know what people tend to do? Like Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi Goldberg said, the only way for me to get noticed is through my funny name. And she called herself Whoopi Goldberg because she said if she gave herself a Jewish name, she would get work. And she did. And she took that and made it into something. But I don't know what her given name is. It's probably like Sarah Bernie or something. It's probably something silly. Find out what Whoopi Goldberg's real name is. So you have these people changing their names. But, you know, and I don't know. Well, all I'm saying is this. If you, from a name perspective, Robert Lee, this Chinese, this Asian dude, that's not his name. His name is like Wahafuang, and he came to America and he called himself Lee. I had a friend, his name is Robert Chan. His real name was Mao San Lin. Mao San Lin. Who wants to say Mao San Lin? So we called him Robert. So this dude, Robert Lee, he picked that name because it was easy. His real name may be Li Li. It's Chinese. I know he's Chinese because you don't get, Japanese are not named Li. So anyway, he's Chinese. Li, probably Li. He spells it L-E-E. And it's likely to sort of get rid of this idea he's Chinese. Now, I don't think he's running from his culture, but he's getting, you know, he's like, you know, I don't want people to automatically assume I'm Chinese. He may be on the phone with me. He's like, yeah, hey, how's it going, Bill? And hey, Robert. And they think he's white. There are people that do that. When I was on the phone selling, people thought I was white. I would show up and they were like, where's the dude I talked to? I'm right here. Yeah, gotcha. Gotcha there, buddy. But I didn't cover it up. I talked just like my dad. So it was genetic. So it wasn't like I'm covering it up, but I understand people do. I wouldn't take a call like, hey, what's up? How y'all doing? Listen, this is Kevin. I'm going to be out there to deliver you your parts and everything. And, you know, if you were available and stuff, you know, we could get together. I'll get you these parts. I would never have sold anything. And if my name had been Jamal, or, you know, whatever. I can't even think of black names right now. See how frustrated you have me, you producers? You better come up with a male black name. And you got 3 minutes. Come up with a good male black name. All right? And don't try to go Pookie on me. But it would be funny if try to sell something and your name is Pookie. Hey, this is Pookie Jackson. And, Mr., how you doing, sir? Pookie might sell me something. I'm serious. If a dude call me, how you doing? I need to speak to Mr. Jackson. Well, who's calling? It's Pookie Jenkins. Oh, Pookie. What's up, Pookie? What's up, Mr. Jackson? May I call you Kevin? Absolutely, Pookie, if I can call you Pookie. So Pookie might sell something. But in the real world, in the business world, Pookies don't go over that well. If you name your son Pookie, or your daughter Shaniqua, or Chanel, or Portia, I'm just telling you, you stuck a pole in your daughter's future, and you stuck a broom in your son's hand if you name him Pookie, or something like that. You know what I mean? Jaswan, Jaquan. I don't know what it is with black people and boys' names, but we love doing something with J names. You know what I mean? We like Jaquan, Jashawn, Jadon, Jalon, whatever. We love those. Fascination. Asians like simple names. I'm, you know, John Lee, John Smith, whatever. And Lee is used a lot because Lee is a very common Chinese name. Yeah. Shu. HSU. They should just spell that phonetically because that jacks people up. Hsu? H-S-U. Shu. Anyway, Robert Lee. couldn't do, got kicked off of doing a broadcast. Why? Because Robert, his name was too close to the Confederate General Robert E. Lee, and it might trigger some people. They may not be able to watch the show. Black people might go, well, hold on, is that Robert E.? He doesn't look like Robert E. Lee, but he might be a Robert E. Lee. I don't know. Huh? And then get all scared, right? Black people go, I'm not watching that channel ever again. Oh, no, not ESPN. Oh, scary. You see how ridiculous that is? Who is it? It would be like me saying, I cannot, if a white person said, I cannot watch that show because that guy's name was Jeff Daimler. And it's too close to Jeff Daimler, Jeffrey Daimler. Or what's his name, Gacy? I don't know, something Wayne Gacy, John Wayne Gacy. You know, what would trigger you white people? I'm curious. Because that's what we're talking about. We're talking about triggers. You get triggered because somebody's name is close to something. Yeah, I mean, look, I get it if you don't want to name your son after your wife's boyfriend in college. I understand that. But don't be triggered over Robert E. Lee versus Robert Lee. And the irony is, he wasn't even white. It wasn't like the dude was white and he was a spitting image of Robert E. Lee. You wouldn't believe it. No, he was freaking Asian. And they still freaked out.
We must issue a trigger warning. We almost posted.
We almost let Robert Lee host the game. This is ESPN. Giving
we were going to let Robert Lee do the football game at the University of Virginia, but now that we've thought about it,
you didn't even have to write in. We self-corrected, America. Thank us for self-correcting ourselves. That's what we do at ESPN, the politically correct sports station. We'll be back with more of the I Hate Negroes in Curling soon. It's just crazy. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
What's up, y'all? Kevin Jackson here. Lots to talk about. Did you guys, I know you saw that video, right? The video of the black mother who goes to the rally and she starts whooping up on her kid. He's in black and he's got one of those do-rags over his mouth, you know, like a triangle, upside down triangle. And you can't see her, but she knows her son. And she goes up there, I think he's like on a stage, and she commences to whooping his head. I'm talking about slapping, whack, whack. And I wrote about her because I said, you know what? That mother is an amazing mom. This lady is a hero. I know the bleeding heart leftist will say, if you see the video, go to our website. They'll say she's abusing her teenage boy. He's a big kid. He's bigger than she is. He's a full 5-6 inches taller than she is. Light-skinned woman. Not heavy, but not little. Thick. As we would say, thick. And she finds her son out of all those people. And it was a lot of black folks. Now, they said he was Antifa. But I thought he was Black Lives Matter. He looked like black. He was dressed all in black. So he could have been either one. I don't know. But the people, if you watch her, man, she just starts to wailing on this boy. I mean, slapping him with her right hand. She grabs him. She's holding him with her left hand. And she just bang, bang, bang. And look, I know some of you are uncomfortable about this. Because white folks, you raise your children differently than black people. You do. I used to marvel at what my white friends could say to their parents. I remember my buddy of mine, his name is Eddie Baldwin. And Eddie said he said S-H-I-T to his dad, like, you know, and in anger, you know, like his dad said, you know, go give me the car keys. And he's like, crap. And he was like 12 years old. Me and my brother looked at each other like, boy, that would be a death sentence for us. His dad didn't even skip a beat. Now, Eddie, go get it. You know, it was like two peers talking to one another. I will never forget that moment. My brother, and if you know how you are in tune with your bro. My brother's older now, I am, but we looked at each other like, did that just happen? Because we knew exactly. My grandmother would have been digging our hole. This wasn't going to happen. So it's different discipline. And between us girls, I don't understand white people discipline necessarily. And don't misunderstand me. There should be more communication. I look back on my life. My grandmother would have done a lot better talking to me at times versus pulling out that extension cord. You gotta get that extension cord. That was her threat. Don't make me get that extension cord. You know what an extension cord is? You, when you plug something else in, you know, not one of these big ones now, but the little ones with the wire, the copper wire. And she would get that thing and you could hear it. It was like a switch. Remember you had to go get your own switch? That was a fate worse than death. You try to get something that wouldn't hurt, you know, a lot, but wouldn't break. Because if a switch broke, then you were in bigger trouble. So you had to get something that hurt. You became good at switch picking. I could tell you a good switch. Find something that quick, 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 quick. You could hear it make that sound in the air. And you were your own executioner. You go back. You go, Grandma. You go, Buddy. Oh, man. You kids. These my producers have never had to go get their own switch. They're looking at me like I'm crazy. Like, you had to go get what? Your own switch. What's an extension cord? They don't even know what an extension cord is because there's been so much technology. You just plug in that six-plate thing, right? Or the big ones now that have all the different gadgets. They don't even know what that stuff is, youngsters. Anyway, if you see this, you might go, she's abusing that child. And for the multitude of silly butt leftists who believe they control the black population, I'm telling you, Supermom should make you scared. Because Supermom went up there in the midst of all this rioting and this, you know, Antifa BLM crap. She went up on the stage, grabbed her son by the hair, by the ear, whatever, and started wailing on him in public. She deserves an award. She didn't care who saw that butt kicking. Yeah. And to his credit, that young black thug in training, he responded appropriately, and he took that butt kicking like a champ. He's bigger than his mom. Now, she was mad. She was a mama grizzly. But what I like most about what this mother did was she didn't do the white thing. I'm not trying to make my show racial because I laugh at all the racist stuff. But I'm just saying she didn't do the white thing. She didn't wait until she got home and put the kid in time out and lecture. Well, now listen, Jaquan. She publicly humiliated this teen. I told my son, he's 11 years old, about to be 11 in December, and I told him, you backtalk me while you're playing baseball amongst your friends. If you think for one second I'm waiting till we get home, you're out of your mind. The way I will keep you from becoming a miscreant is I will treat you the same way at home as I do in public. And if you backtalk me, I will spank your butt in front of God and everybody. And that's what that woman did. She publicly humiliated her son. This way, other blacks could see how to discipline a teen headed for the penitentiary or the grave. And there were other black kids looking around, looking. But they weren't laughing. See, we think that if we publicly humiliate our kids, it'll be, oh, and people will do. What people do is they gain respect for your parents. And then they understand that you are untouchable as a kid. When my grandmother went after me publicly, not that I was around, hanging around black bad kids. Y'all are like, oh, it's a Freudian slip, Kevin. No, not all black kids are bad. In fact, most of them are good. But when I was hanging around kids, my grandmother, she probably didn't realize she was doing this, but she disciplined me on the spot. Because what it said to these kids was, if you say, oh, Kevin, you just a chicken. Oh, man, my grandma, they were like, Kevin's grandmother will come in. You do not want to mess with. I know why Kevin ain't doing it. Now, my buddy, Eddie, who talked back to his dad, he could say whatever he wants. So if they said, Eddie, can you do something? He couldn't go, oh, man, my dad a kid. My dad will whoop my butt. They'd be like, well, I heard you talk to your dad. Your dad ain't going to do nothing. But if you said that about my grandmother, people would look at you like you were crazy. Now, I didn't need that because I wasn't, you weren't going to intimidate me anyway because I was a little martial artist and I was going to fight. But I'm just saying, it didn't hurt that people knew my grandmother didn't play. And as we say in the black community, Miss Thompson don't play. She don't play. So, I think the other important thing about that lady doing that publicly was somebody videotaped it. And that videotaping of that butt kicking of her son, that butt whooping, was viral now. And it became a lesson. It became a tool for people to see. Now, I don't know anything about the life of this mother. But I'm going to suggest something to you. I'm going to suggest that she's a single mom. Because if she were married to the boy's father, she would only have to look as the father parented that teen. Both of them would have gone up there, and the father would have gone to that teen and done the same doggone thing. At the very least, you don't send one of them. That is a show of solidarity. Unless that father was non-existent. I mean, you know, I'm sorry, not non-existent, but had a job and couldn't come up. But so I don't know. He could have been home, you know, at the work, at job, his job. I don't know. But I suspect she's a single mom. But one thing is for sure. That mother did not buy into leftism. I can hear her saying to this boy in the video, you can hear her saying, WTF are you doing? And she's yelling at him. WTF is wrong with you. Get the F out of here. She's going crazy. Language, bad language. I get it. That's not good parenting. You know, beating your kid and then saying, WTF you doing here, boy, what, boy? And I know that's what white people are out there thinking.
Kevin, that's awful. I mean, look at the language.
Let me tell you something, folks. It's a different way to raise black kids. I'm not trying to make this racial. I'm trying to tell you, you cannot go into an environment like that without having turned on your lion. Without having gone in there to say, I'm saying to you, son, and everybody around you, that I will take care of business. It reminds me of this father who, his son was in a gang, and he videotaped him whooping his son's butt, and he said, I'll post this for the gang. My son is off limits. And see, a lot of people wouldn't have done that. Now, I'll be honest with you, part of me doesn't like seeing a black woman, a black mother, young black mother, going jungle on her son. But I get it. I was that kid. That's how things work with kids this far gone. Her job, folks, was not to coax her son back. Hey, listen, hey, you know, what are you doing, son? I can't believe I didn't raise you this way. You know, the suburban white way. And again, I'm colorizing this for a reason. There are certain things that need to be colorized. And this one needs to be colorized. I'm so proud of her. Because it would be easy to go, I wonder if somebody's going to call Child Protective Services. I wonder. She didn't think about any of that. Her son was more important. I'm going to run out of time here because there's something else I want to talk about with respect to this story. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place.
place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. We're talking about discipline. And discipline is one of those things where you can colorize it. Now, it may be rich and poor. I know some country people who will lay a whooping on their kids. I know a bunch of them. They will lay a whooping on. But you know what? Some of it could be there's urban discipline and rural discipline. Country folk don't play. They expect certain things from their children versus city people. I'm even talking small town. Like I grew up on a big cattle ranch, and the closest town to us was Voca, Texas, population 17. It was a very small town, and the big town was Brady, population 5,557. Even the discipline between the kids in town and the country people were different. And the discipline between blacks and whites, particularly city dwellers, blacks and city dwellers, is different. The difference between black folks in the country and white folks in the country, not a whole lot of difference. It's like the difference between southern food and soul food. There ain't a whole lot of difference. Fried chicken, okra, green beans, hog maws, you name it. Because country folk are poor too. We had an accountability in the black community. That was what made us so strong as a family. It was an accountability, man. I can't describe it. Everybody had permission to whoop that butt. I remember going to my great-grandfather's house, Welder, Texas, population 1,011. And everybody knew, little old bitty town. And they knew every street you went to. By the time, if you did something up the block, I'm not exaggerating, by the time you got home, we got home, my great-grandfather already knew, boy, what you doing up there in that man's cornfield? He said, cone field. But it was corn. But we'd go there and get lost, you know, like run through it. And I remember when I saw cotton. What you doing up there in Mr. Johnson's cotton field? I was like, well, Papa, I just wanted to see what cotton was like. See how that man's feel. Don't you care? Let me catch you back up there. I never went back. Oh, no. So discipline was something that was expected. And you didn't, black kids, you didn't discipline, have to discipline black kids 3-4 times. You discipline black kids. My grandfather, my great-grandfather told us, you say, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, no, sir, no, ma'am. He brought me and my brother in there because we would go, huh, and what? And he said, you say, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, no, sir, no, ma'am. You got it? Yeah. Yes, sir, yes, ma'am, no, sir, no, ma'am. You got it? Yes, sir. My great-grandmother called me. It was an hour later. I'd already forgotten. Huh? Next thing I knew, my great-grandfather's belt was on my butt. He was giving me a butt whooping. That quick. And it only took one. I got home. The first thing he asked my grandmother, he says, those boys still saying yes, sir, yes, ma'am, no, sir, no, ma'am? She said, yeah, daddy. And we did. And I've been saying it ever since. See, that was discipline. That was stuff that taught you the difference between, you know, boyhood and manhood. And it was funny. My city buddies would say, man, why you say yes, sir, and yes, ma'am? You cow-talented, whatever. I was like, you can say whatever you want. But my great-grandfather, the person who I respect the most in the world and who would whoop my butt, told me that's what I say. So that's what I say. And I also noticed how people responded to it. They were like, these are mannerable young men, me and my brother. Because we were. That little incident was so cataclysmic in my life. It seems innocuous. It seems like it's a nothing deal. It was huge. And it took a butt whooping for me to get it. He couldn't have counseled me into that. Now, listen, Kevin, I told you once before, say yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. Now, you're going to do that for me? Yeah. Okay. Whatever. That's what I would have said. When he whooped my butt, yes, sir. Yeah, I get it. And he said, and you do it from now on. Like he was going to, you know, haunt my dreams. Anyway, this mom I was talking about, she goes out at an Antifa BLM meeting, whatever, a protest is turning violent. Finds her son, drags this kid by his ear, slapping the crap out of him in front of God and everybody. His people, his buddies, his black folks looking on. This black lady is disciplining her son, and I say to her, kudos, woman. Good for you. I could not tell you how proud I am for her. And I'm guessing, as I said earlier, that she's a single mom, but I don't know. But whether she's a single mom or a doting mom with a husband, she did what it took to say to her son, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, no, sir, no, ma'am, in her own way. You will not be a part of this nonsense. But there's a bigger picture to this, folks. There's a bigger picture to this tough love that this woman dealt out to her teen son that he will never forget. See, you can see her frustration. Yeah, she taught the boy better. So to find out that he's involved in nonsense infuriates her. And her anger gets taken out on him. But I want you to consider something. I want you to consider who she really mad at. Yeah. Who did this?
who convinced her son that he needs to forget everything his mother said, forget about his, quote, home training, lose his common sense, and go support an effort that she is not bought into. And that's the key. See, somebody convinced her precious baby to do something stupid. And that stupid thing could get this kid in jail or dead following something that she doesn't believe in, and she's taught him not to believe in. And that's what I want to get to. That's why this was so important. Because the fate of the Democrats is what that woman just did to her son. She's going to grab the Democrats by the collar of their shirt, and she's going to start beating the crap out of them with her right hand. And the only difference is she might have a club in it this time, because it won't be her beating on her kid, trying to knock some sense into him, as my grandmother would say. She's going to be wanting to knock Democrats the flunk out. I've warned them. I've warned Democrats for decades, at least a decade. I've said, when black people find out how duplicitous you are, how sorry you are, they are going to revolt. They are going to be so upset with you, and you're going to lose that vote forever. And they're starting to see it. I'm telling you right now, our group, TeaPartyCommunity.com, we are leading the charge to bring 20-plus percentage of black folks over in the next series of elections. The same way Ralph Reed did with the Christian right, we're going to do with the black right. We're going to get black folks who believe in what we're saying and who are willing to stand up for it to start doing it. You're seeing it more and more. And I'm telling you, folks, as God is my witness, you're going to start seeing so much of it. The Democrats are going to reach DEFCON, whichever one is the worst. They're going to reach that level. It's going to be nuclear. That woman was not revolting against her son. She was revolting against Antifa and Black Lives Matter. And I promise you, blacks all over this country cannot stand either one of those groups. They are upset that when you see black, you see the perception that the negative media wants you to think about black people. Weak. Worried about Confederate statues and stuff. America is going to see example after example of blacks who have tired of the games that the Democrats have been playing for decades. And the revolt, folks, pay attention now, it began with Donald Trump, the election of Donald Trump. I want you to consider how many blacks ignored Barack Obama's, it's for my legacy. How many of them ignored him bringing out Jay-Z and Stevie Wonder and all these leftist entertainers who don't even understand the condition of black anymore, who are profiting off of the misery of black folks that doesn't exist, a faux misery, one that's been created? Donald Trump stopped it. How many blacks do you think, I can tell you because I was out there, but so many of them said, I can't stand Hillary Clinton. They may this time around say, I couldn't vote for Trump, but they couldn't stand Hillary Clinton. Who can they stand next? You name me the person. Kamala Harris? She's not even black. She's like half Indian and half Greek or something, half Italian. She's not black. And that'll come out. She's not a poster child. Cory Booker? Man, there's not a black man in the country that go, oh, Cory Booker, man, he's a picture of manhood. He's more effeminate than Barack Obama, if that's even possible. They got nobody. Donald Trump is going to make black people voluntarily leave that ignorance that's been beaten into them over the decades and come over and check him out. And let me tell you something else. More blacks than you can get to admit it voted for Trump. And those numbers by 2018 are going to stagger you, because I'm going to be part of that. Folks, it's a different world out there. You're seeing example after example of the left being abandoned because they have no message, and their message so far has been one of degrading blacks. Black people are sickened of this. I and many others are about to free them.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.